Thank you.
So when I think about the holidays, two things come to mind. One is food. And that the reason that comes to mind is because my mother grew up one of 10 children on a farm in Farmville, Virginia. And during the time that she grew up, it was not uncommon to have a brother who was 15 to 20 years older than you. So at holiday gatherings, it wasn't just her 9 siblings, but it was also their children, her parents, and they would have a holiday feast. And she carried this tradition over to her children, but instead of me being one of 9 siblings, I was one of 2 siblings. And so my brother and I never got the chance to know anything about portion control or knowing how what looks appropriate or inappropriate when you make your plate. And so an example of that is that my brother liked ham and I liked turkey. So I would have a turkey and he would have a ham. And I liked chocolate cake and he liked apple pie, and I would have a chocolate cake and he would have an apple pie. And during this time, growing up in the 80s, my mother became very involved in aerobics, and so she would eat homemade vegetable soup. And so, you know, we would have this feast for a 7- and 8-year-old that would carry us well into the new year. The second thing I think about when I think about the holidays is music. Now, the day after Thanksgiving holds a very special place in my heart because that was the day that my brother and my mother and I would put on our Christmas songs. And I didn't grow up listening to very traditional music. I grew up listening to a tape that my mother had that was a soulful Christmas album. And so I grew up listening to the Platters and to Otis Redding and Carla Thomas sing songs. And this particular Christmas, the Christmas I was in third grade, I became more inquisitive, even more inquisitive as I am than I am now. And it began to dawn on me that I did not have a chimney. And that was very horrifying because I didn't know how Santa Claus would come to my house. And so being as insistent as I was, I remember asking my mother over and over again, you know, well, how is Santa coming to my house? And in her attempt just to kind of pacify me, she said, oh, Tara, he's going to come through the back door. Well, lo and behold, one of the songs on the Christmas tape was Backdoor Santa. And I would listen to this song, and I felt as if this was the song for all of the children who did not have chimneys, because Santa Claus was coming through my back door to leave presents for me. And so third grade is a very critical time for Santa Claus believers, because that's that time period where, you know, other children don't believe in Santa, but I had my ammunition of, well, do you know about Backdoor Santa? And so this was also the year that during our Christmas pageant or our Christmas performance at school, the chorus teacher was allowing the children in my grade to pick the song that we would sing. And so a big song that was very popular that year was the Christmas Time Is Here from Charlie Brown, and of course, you know, Rudolph and Frosty the Snowman. And so, you know, me not being really shy, I raised my hand because I had a great suggestion. And so I said, you know, I want to sing Backdoor Santa. I think that would be great. And my music teacher had never heard of the song. Well, let me sing it for you. And so to sing Backdoor Santa, you can't just come off with the words. I had to give the introduction. The song comes off with these great horns. And so I go, they call me Backdoor Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. Look at here. They call me Backdoor Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. Ho, 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 ho. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. And so when I stopped, my music teacher just had this confused look on his face. And so he told me that I had to go to the office. And he, you know, he pressed the intercom in our classroom and he told my principal, whose name was Mr. Minor, that I was coming. And I thought I was going because I won. Like, oh yeah, we're singing Backdoor Santa. This is great. So I'm skipping, like galloping and skipping to the office. And so when I get to the principal's office, my principal looks at me, and you know, I was always a good student, and he was kind of surprised that I was there. He's like, "Tara, I heard you had a song for the Christmas pageant." I said, "Oh, yeah, Backdoor Santa, do you want me to sing it for you?" And so I sang some of the words for my principal, and he was just puzzled. And he said, why would you choose this song? And I said, "Well, my mom said that Backdoor Santa comes to give the presents to the children without chimneys." And so seeing that, I clearly was very naive. I don't think he told me something, the song is inappropriate, and I didn't understand why. And so he just sent me back to my music class. And I never really thought any more of it. You know, I think, I don't remember what song we sang. We didn't sing Backdoor Santa. So about 10 or 11 years later, I am a sophomore in college, and I was visiting and having a holiday, visiting for the holidays with a good friend of mine and her family. And her family gatherings were very different than mine, whereas my holidays would just be the three of us, my mother and my brother and myself. Her family included her aunts, her uncles, cousins, so it was a great atmosphere, and they were loud, and they laugh, and they sing, and they joke. And so I was taking care of the first holiday tradition that I love, which is making a heaping plate for myself and carrying that into the other room with the young adults. And her aunt comes running down the stairs with this record. "Oh, look what I found, look what I found." And so her grandmother had this record player, and her aunt puts it on. And I'm eating, and I remember eating her grandmother's sweet potatoes at the very moment. And all of a sudden I hear, so not to drop my plate, I take my plate and run into the other room. And I go, "You all know about Backdoor Santa? You all know about Backdoor Santa too?" And her aunt looks at me and goes, "Child, I've had about 4 or 5 Backdoor Santas." And it was like one of those CSI moments where you could see all of the brain waves and the synapses going through my brain. And I remembered that time in third grade, and it all made sense. And that was the day that I became a woman. Thank you.
Backdoor Santa, I make my runs about the break of day. They call me Backdoor Santa, I make my runs about the break of day.
Outstanding story.